Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. I'd like to do the topic of what's the biggest misconception about your profession? Huh? Just for fun. 260-467-9500. I'm a blank, and the biggest misconception about my job is blank. So the biggest one, like in radio, is that we get free tickets to stuff.
Yeah,
like,
we don't. I mean,
I've had girlfriends from 25 years ago come out of the woodwork asking about Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah.
As if like, oh, I was just waiting for you to reach out and give me that closure I needed.
That's right.
And in exchange, 25 years later, the healing has begun and here are these tickets. No. The one I get from guys, like when I'm around just guys, they will eventually all corner me. Like, let's say dads.
Okay.
And they'll all be like, so the radio thing. Do you get a lot of girls sending you pictures?
No.
I don't think I've ever gotten one. The women I've worked with get hit on all the time. The guys in our industry...
get nothing.
Nine times out of ten, we couldn't find a girl if we went looking.
Because that's one of the first things that was preached to me and some of my cohorts in radio was never, ever, ever
date a listener. Kidding? Half the guys in our business are married to listeners.
That's
the only girl that ever talked to them. It's the only girl. That's how it is. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. What's the biggest misconception about your industry? So first off, what do you do?
Well, I work for a credit union, and everyone seems to think that we control the credit bureaus.
Oh my God, no!
Seriously?
Yeah. And that we sell the information, but the truth of it is Equifax sells your information. So anytime you apply for a home or anything else and you get all kinds of offers and mailings, it's Equifax that's doing it.
What are the other one? TransUnion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what's my third one? I used to know them all off the top of my noodle.
Yeah. That third one always escapes me.
I don't know. I shouldn't have asked. Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. There you go. Those are the three agencies. 260. Anybody else want to play? 467-9500.
And money is another thing that I get. You know, you must make loads of money because you work in radio, morning drive.
No.
Not the case.
No. Magic 95.1, good morning. Hi. What industry are you in?
I am a truck driver.
Okay. Biggest misconception about your business is what?
That anybody can do it.
Oh.
I get told constantly, it's not that hard. All you do is drive all day. People don't understand the mental toll it takes.
I agree.
And the physical toll.
No kidding.
I think backing up, like when you have to dock it by backing into, I don't know what you do, but I would assume I don't know, like at the grocery stores when they pull the semi backwards and then they load it in the loading dock.
Yeah, that's got to be hard. Not to mention turns.
Right there alone took me over a month to learn.
Yeah, I mean, and then you got to get a feel for it, and then anytime you turn around a corner to not tip your trailer.
Well, I'm amazed at...
Or run someone over.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Or hit another car when you're turning,
But can I ask, since you are a truck driver, and anytime truck drivers drive into the show, you guys usually tee up this closing laugh here. How often do you see... nudity while you are doing your job?
Honestly, I thought it was going to be more. I've been doing this for 12 years. Not one single time.
I thought it was going to be more
nudity.
I found a homeless guy in a fountain once.
Okay. I found a homeless guy in a fountain.
Wish there was more nudity.
More nudity, guys.
Thank you for the call.
Well, usually there's some flashing or there's some late night shenanigans. These happen. I mean, usually truck drivers are like, oh man, I've seen so many things, like they're scarred.
Well, you know, and they're up higher than, so they can peer down at you and look through your windshield. Yeah. And oftentimes I'm like in the passenger seat, like.
Yeah. The one time I had a truck driver who was like, I was convinced the only people who use moonroofs are truckers to look down at other people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really? I don't think anybody thinks that.
No.
No. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Earlier on our show, actually earlier this hour, we were talking about misconceptions. Whatever your job is, what's the misconception you have that others have about your industry? So if you're an accountant, I don't know. Maybe the people think once you just get through taxes, you don't do anything the rest of the year.
Right.
I don't know. 1 year I had a woman call in about a misconception. She was a librarian downtown. And she says that we shush people all day. She goes, I've never shushed in 30 years.
Oh, really?
They're like, they're computer centers nowadays.
Yeah,
and kids
people
go
are
there.
Quiet. They know to be quiet.
Well, no. She's like, nobody's quiet in the library. Oh. It's the biggest misconception. When was the last time you were in a library, Kat?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I would say.
It's been a while.
I would say, yeah. They're like, the libraries are never quiet. The misconception comes from movies. Anyway, we're talking about misconceptions. What's the one you have about our show?
Oh, yeah. Like, I do get this about our show. That people think that you and I hang out, like, you know, like Mel and I and you will get together on the weekend for a cookout or something. What's Andy like behind the scenes? You know, they want to know, like, what we do beyond, you know, just the morning thing on the weekends. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever hung out with Andy. Ever.
Nope.
I mean, I take that back. There was one time that we hung out together, but it was for work. We had to go to Chicago, and it was like
my first
week here.
That's right.
You and I went to Chicago together, and then now I'm starting to think that something happened on that trip to where you got this misconception about me or something. You just decided you didn't want to hang out with me or invite me over to any of your cookouts.
No, I don't have cookouts.
You don't? You don't do like a 4th of July cookout or Memorial Day cookout or anything like that?
Kat, my life. I have some control of my life on this show from 5 to 10.
Okay, yeah.
The rest of my life outside of 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday I am a stay-at-home 1950s housewife. No, 1960s. I'm more like Betty Draper.
Oh, okay.
You know, from Mad Men.
Yeah.
Where you occasionally make too many cocktails at home trying to drink your feelings. The rest of the day, I am just raising kids and trying to get to bedtime.
Yeah.
That is my day. All I do is
cleaning the house, doing laundry, endless laundry.
Endless laundry that never stops. See how this is
getting
not sexy?
Juice boxes.
That's right.
Snacks.
All I do. That's it. I fold laundry. I coach Little League.
Yeah.
And then I try and never have to get my kids to bed before their bedtime.
Uh-huh.
I failed. I've been failing for 10 years at that. All I do is fail at that.
Uh-huh.
And then once they go to bed, do you know what I do?
You go to bed yourself.
I think I'm going to stay up and do something adult.
Yeah, like watch an adult streaming service or something.
Let's watch a show that is targeted to a demographic adults. That isn't animated. Do you know how many times I've done that?
A few.
Accidentally, twice. No cookouts. There's no parties that you're missing.
Oh, none?
You know how many times I get like ribs or things to cook on the smoker and grill? And then I realize all anybody wants in my house is peanut butter and jelly and chicken fingers.
That's sad. That is sad.
I will say I've become pretty good at air frying.
Well, that's good.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to brag, but if it was high school, I'd probably let her.
And air frying.
You get it. A phone call into the show. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi.
Hi. Listening to your segment right now, talking about like the shows and TV&J and being in bed early, I have never related to anything more. And I just had to call in and tell you, like, I feel so seen right now. That is the story of my life.
Yes.
I haven't done anything fun for myself since I made my children.
No. And once you have kids, like even the smallest things, like going to Walmart by myself, an absolute dream.
It is.
So good.
I love it.
Yes.
I 100% agree.
There's no fun you're missing out on. There's none. It's so bad that exactly. I like shopping alone. It's great. I'm with you.
Yes.
Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. This is a very niche story. It has to do with, like, New York City, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to explain to you this portal art thing that got shut down because too many people were exposing themselves and mooning the camera.
You know, reading this story, that's exactly what went through my mind. I didn't know they already shut it down, though. But I'm like, what is keeping people from flashing people?
All right. So here's the deal. So there's this big, it looks like a portal. And it's really just an image of Dublin, Ireland, people in front of a live webcam.
Okay.
And then that's in New York City. So if you're in New York, you see people on the streets of Dublin. And if you're in Dublin, you see the people in New York City. At any time, in any way, it's living art. So you can wave, and then some stranger from Dublin might wave back to you, and it's a giant, it does, it looks like a space portal.
Whatever, it's like a giant donut.
Yeah, right. Whatever you would picture in a movie, and that donut is the screen of the camera that's in the other city. Okay, I don't mind it. It doesn't relate to, we don't get enough foot traffic here in Fort Wayne to have, like, I don't know, what are we going to portal with Lima? I mean, what are we doing? We don't have that, but whatever. I get the concept. I mean, if somebody on PFW's campus set up a camera with Manhattan, Kansas, and we wanted to do that, I actually think it would be kind of funny because that would be interesting to see students waving into campuses and blah, blah, blah. All right, great. Connect with a stranger. Who knows? You might get a pen pal. What do I know? But you do that, and then you got to prepare yourself for the lowest common denominator.
Yes.
You talk to anybody who's worked in management their entire life, adults, you worked in kids. You got to plan ahead for the kid who tries to ruin it all. Well, the portal art thing story makes me laugh because they couldn't get people to stop flashing and mooning each other.
Of course.
Now, again, it's not the flashing you want.
Right.
It's guy flashing.
Oh.
Not girl flashing.
That's like...
Girl flashing is somewhat celebrated globally on a Girls Gone Wild scale.
Uh-huh.
Guy flashing is never celebrated anywhere outside of bachelorette parties with Chippendale dancers. Other than that, nobody likes it. So there they go. They got the flashing. Less than a week of this thing being up, they said too much mooning. In fact, we're mooning all the time. People are mooning more than they're waving. Okay?
Oh, no.
So this is now a lewd act in a public place where kids are walking. So they had to shut it down. Instead of just saying, well, we tried. No.
Wait, they're doing it again?
They are putting in filters that they think will automatically detect middle fingers and body parts.
Okay.
Of people that are lewd and blur them automatically.
Huh. Oh, they man.
Okay.
We're spending way too much time on this.
The minute you try to do that, doesn't it just invite more flashing
to try
to see if it pixelates on the other end? Doesn't it just invite that?
Oh, my gosh. And then you've got people probably taking pictures.
Oh, yeah, of the naked people.
Of the naked people, yes! All blurred.
Yes.
This is silly.
Oh, my God.
This is so silly.
Anyway, the portals are back up and running yesterday, so hopefully these fixes takes. The artists behind it are hoping to add more of them to other cities around the world, so you could be walking in, I don't know, Charlotte and see Japan. And they think it could be a really good thing for global commerce in a world where we have heightened tensions, at least online.
Okay. I guess. I see that, but...
It's going to be global nudity.
It's going to be global nudity.
I mean, all I'm going to do is walk by. People are either going to wave at you or I'm going to see pixels. That's it. I'm going to see pixels from Lima, Ohio. That's all I'm going to see.
Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. As always, thanks for hanging out with us, making Kat and I a part of your morning. I get it, man. So much going on in your life. And maybe the commute is just a little bit of you time. And if we're a part of that, that's a win. I appreciate it. I know everyone's juggling a lot these days. I know the countdown is on. My kids have already have a countdown. Well, at least their teachers do on the board. 10 more school days. 10 more school
days. 10 more days. That's it for your kids.
And then it'll be, you know.
You're going to be a cruise director.
And you're a cruise, yeah. Parenting in the summer, yeah, nobody really tells you about that in advance, right? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's ever like, you know, when you think about having kids, you do need to have a summer itinerary.
Yeah.
14 camps that you needed to sign up for back in January 1.
Yeah. Because if you don't get, like, that was the rookie mistake that I made when I first moved here to Fort Wayne. I thought I could sign up for a camp, I don't know, in May. May 1st. No.
Actually,
it doesn't work like that.
The
at
day
all.
Around here, technically, if everybody really wants to know, it's not January 1st. I joke about that, but it is February 1st.
I think it
1st.
Is February.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's February is when all the summer camp signups open. Mm-hmm. And then everyone, like that's also when you had to sign up for Little League. The Little League that's going on right now. If you didn't sign up for it, I was like, I get people all the time. Yeah. Or camps or summer schools or mm-hmm. baseball academies, all this stuff. I'm like, really? I'm just trying to get to tomorrow.
Yeah. You got to plan that far in advance.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So luckily, we've got child care duty. I think we've got that arranged.
You do now?
We'll see. It's two and a half months.
Okay.
It's a big commitment for a 20-year-old that we have.
Okay.
That's lined up to help us out. And then we'll pray to the gods.
Well, anybody looking for childcare? I know somebody looking to watch kids.
Your in-law?
My daughter-in-law. Yeah, she's
man. Are you
teacher,
kidding?
Yeah,
she could charge the king's ransom.
Probably.
Are you kidding?
Probably. I just don't think enough people know that she's still available for the summer.
Oh man.
And she's great. I mean, she takes care of, you know, she works in special needs in elementary or middle school. So
she's printing money.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she's got a family that needs her like one time a week.
Oh, now she's got to piece it together.
And now she's got to like meal piece it together and try to come up with a summer job of watching kids, you know? And that's what she wants to do. It's what she loves.
You should do a finder's fee. You should bilk your own
daughter-in-law. If I find her a good nanny job, yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy. Anyway, I've been doing radio too long. And I don't know anything about it. You just learn as you go. You know, nobody tells you. There's no, like, radio class. And anyway, I ended up going to one of these seminars. And I really do try to learn a lot at these things. But most of the jocks just go drink at the bar for an hour. But I ended up going and met a guy from Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, because making it in our business in today's world is different than in the 80s and 90s. And there's different, we're competing with more things, podcasts, streaming, internet, all the stuff. So I was like, hey, how are you doing it? You look like you got your life together. What'd you do? He's like, you know what I do? He's like, one of the things I make the most money on, Andy, is finder's fee. I'm a networker.
Oh, really? So he connects people.
Yeah. He goes,
that's awesome.
He's like, I take 10%. He goes, it used to just be called the nice thing. He goes, but like, for example, everybody thinks a morning radio host is also a part-time wedding DJ, which is the weirdest thing that is out there. But people believe that that's true. We don't pick the music here. Anyway.
I think it used to be true, like back in the 70s and 80s, a lot of DJs were wedding DJs.
Right. Yeah. And that's how the correlation begins.
Yeah,
anyway, all he does is anytime he gets a couple that solicit him to do a wedding, he then pawns it off on a real wedding DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they give him 20% for the finder's fee.
Nice.
That's what you need to do with your daughter-in-law.
Yes. Yeah, well.
We're going to do it.
She's very reliable and she's very patient and she's used to working with children all day, every day.
You have no idea. You're going to be flooded. You're going to get more inbox requests right now
find me
than
on
when
Facebook.
People found out you were getting divorced. You are going to get many.
Find me on Facebook. I will hook you up with her.
Oh, man.
She's still looking.
Good.
Yeah, she's still
that'll end by the end of this week. Done. Are you kidding? There's one thing. You could be the nicest person on the planet. But if somebody says, Andy, will you tell me, who do you use to babysit your kids? You ain't giving that information
up. No, you're not.
No
because
way.
You want them for your own.
No way. It is Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Our friends at Indiana Beach have a family four-pack of passes. We're going to hook you up with that right now. One of the stories in the news today, we're going to try to tie this into a trivia question, is Pizza Hut made some headlines that they're going to be adding kind of burgers. Cheeseburger melts, which look like cheeseburger quesadillas, is what they'll be offering there. Okay? All right. So with that in mind, there's some pizza news. I do have a pizza-related trivia question. Of all the things that you can dip pizza in, ranch dressing, marinara, cheese, this comes in last place. 7% of Americans say this is their favorite thing to dip their pizza in.
Now, it's not so obscure that nobody said it. 7% of people said this. 260-467-9500. Kat, go ahead.
The garlic butter dip.
That is...
I like that dip.
No. I don't know any pizza establishment that sells this as something to dip your pizza in.
Oh.
You literally have to go home and say, you know what mama needs? I need a nice bowl of blank so that I can dip my pizza in it.
Mm.
So this trivia question will just be people guessing obscure things that people dip their pizza in. It's not okay. Peanut butter. No?
See? Oh, it's not peanut butter?
No.
Okay.
Enough people do that. Nope. I don't have the stats on it, but this one is obscure, kids.
All right.
Andy and Kat, go ahead and turn your radio down. Good morning. Hi. What's your guess?
Ketchup.
Ketchup is not right.
It.
Not
okay.
Right. But a good guess. I mean, it's you were right where you need to be.
Okay.
Right in the wheelhouse of odd things you might dip pizza in.
No, not
Andy
ketchup.
Andy and Kat, it's not ketchup. What's your guess?
Is it mustard?
It is not.
It's not mustard
either. No, but the right answer does begin with an M. Andy and Kat, good morning. Of all the things you can dip your pizza in, 7% of Americans say this is their favorite. What is it?
Is it mayonnaise?
It is.
It's mayonnaise. Can you believe that?
It is straight up mayonnaise.
Gross.
Let's be clear.
Gross.
Right? I mean,
who are those people?
It's not like, it's not one or two. It's 7%. It's enough that enough people do it that they go, mama like. Being said, I've never tried it.
I haven't either. It just doesn't sound good. What do you like to dip your pizza in, by the way?
My mouth.
Gosh, Andy. Fine.
Guys, I kill. I tell you.
Something
Somebody
today.
Should give me a radio show.
Oh, boy.
Who is this on the phone?
This is Brandy.
Brandy, okay, what is your more poignant answer there? If you're going to dip it.
What do you dip it in?
You a cheese? You a ranch? I like ranch.
Depends on the mood, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, or depends on the pizza.
Cheese. We'll go cheese.
Cheese. I go for cheese, too.
Hang on. We'll put you on hold here, Brandy. Yeah. We'll get you four passes to Indiana Beach. Yeah, certain ones, better ranch than others.
Uh-huh.
And then certain pizzas... Like, the greasier the better ranch goes with it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Nobody can top Pizza Hut's ranch.
Well, there's two types. There's two types of Pizza Hut ranch.
Two types of Pizza Hut ranch? One for dipping and one to put on your salad? It's not the same?
That's correct. That is the big controversy with Pizza Hut around here, is that there is the prepackaged ranch that nobody likes.
Right.
That's the one you're supposed to dip your pizza in. And then most people prefer... The actual ranch that they serve.
On the salad bar?
That's it. See? And those are not the same ranches.
No.
And people get very intense if you think they're the same.
No.
They will nunchuck you.
So, I mean, do you have to specifically, I guess you have to specifically ask for the ranch that's on the salad bar, put it in a little container.
That's correct.
And that's what you want to dip your pizza in.
Chilled, too. Right. Chilled.
Oh, it does need to be chilled.
See what I'm saying, guys?
I do.
Serving ranch in the Midwest is like other people serving high-end scotch. Okay?
That is our two go-to. Yeah.